quickly prepare to land in pairs. Please return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
What of you? When I was on the plane to Paris for my very first trip to Europe, I saw the amazing Eiffel Tower through the clouds. To immortalize this moment, I shot the scene from my window with my phone, without disturbing those around me. I pressed the record button and there you go! One of the most beautiful views I have ever seen, saved forever, thanks to the camera I carry around in my pocket. I love shooting videos in my everyday life, but on vacation, it's even more exciting. But how did the first filmmakers record their trips? Before the invention of the airplane, did travel films even exist? After several long days crossing the ocean by boat, Alexandre Premillo finally arrived in New York City in September 1896. On his first visit to America, the French camera operator visited New York to shoot films, the very first films shot with a portable camera. Invented by the Lumière brothers in 1895, this camera is named the cinematographe. About the same size as a shoebox and about the same weight as four bags of milk, this lightweight camera allowed filmmakers like Monsieur Premillo to explore the world. Just like you and your phone, a cinematograph camera operator could shoot images alone, without a crew. But even if Monsieur Premillo traveled alone, he didn't go unnoticed.
A swarm of journalists surrounded me. They came to ask me for details and for portraits of Monsieur Auguste and Monsieur Louis Lumière, and as I had no copies, they put my face, taken at the hotel by a reporter, on the front page of the newspapers with this title, The Person in Charge of the Cinematographe Lumière. I couldn't take a single step without being followed by a crowd that was eager to get caught in the scene to then see themselves on screen.
As Monsieur Premillo frames streetcars and horse-drawn carriages on the famous Broadway street, many curious pedestrians stop in front of his camera. Accustomed to attracting attention while filming, Monsieur Premillo continues his work. Since the cinematographe is set up on a heavy tripod and requires Monsieur Premillo to hold it with his hand while recording, neither he nor the camera can be moved while filming. Framing the image in a precise and thoughtful way is therefore very important. But since the cinematographe Lumière does not have a viewfinder, how does he do it? To frame his image, Monsieur Premillo opens the cinematographe and looks directly through the lens. Then, when he's satisfied, he loads the film and closes the camera. The filmmaker therefore cannot see what is being filmed. With a lot of practice and preparation, Monsieur Premillo memorizes the edges of his frame to understand which people and objects in front of him are entering and exiting his recorded images. Even without a viewfinder, Monsieur Premillo captures beautifully composed scenes. The cinematographe does not require electricity, but Monsieur Premillo must operate a crank handle at the back of the camera when he is ready to shoot. He notices a streetcar approaching him from a distance. Behind him, a horse-drawn carriage is about to enter the frame a few seconds after the streetcar passes. The camera operator is ready. He turns the crank continuously for almost a minute. The 17-meter film reel gives him only 50 seconds of recording time. Monsieur Premillo gets even more attention when, later that day, he uses the cinematographe to project his recorded images onto a screen. Yes, you heard right. After developing his film, the camera operator sets up the cinematographe in front of a lantern and projects his film for an audience on the same day that it was shot. This means that the cinematograph is not only portable, but also doubles as a projector. Even in 1896, it was possible to share recorded images very quickly.
Bienvenue à Paris.
Who would have thought that the very first travel films are really not so different from my video of the Eiffel Tower? To discover more cameras, listen to the other podcasts.